Who could be more tender-hearted than this man? He shows that he was no less distressed than those who had sinned, but even more so. He doesn't just say out of affliction, but out of much, not only with tears, but with many tears and anguish of heart. This means he was suffocating. He was choked with despair. And when he could no longer bear this cloud of despair, he says, I wrote to you, not to hurt you, but so that you could understand the love, he says, that I have for you in abundance. Yet what naturally followed was to say, not so you would be hurt, but so that you would be corrected. This was indeed his goal in writing. However, he doesn't say this, but instead, in order to soften his words and win their affection even more, he replaces it with this, demonstrating that all he does comes from love. And he doesn't simply say the love, but which I have for you more abundantly. This is because he also aims to win them over by showing that he loves them more than anyone else and treats them as if they are his chosen disciples. This is why he says, even if I am not an apostle to others, I am to you. And though you have many tutors, you don't have many fathers. And again, by the grace of God we behaved ourselves in the world, but much more so towards you. And elsewhere, even if I love you more, the less I am loved. And here, which I have more abundantly for you. So if my words were filled anger, it was because of an abundance of love and sadness. And while writing the letter, I was suffering, I was distressed, not just because you had sinned, but also because I was forced to upset you, and this upset too was born of love. Just like a father of a legitimate son who is suffering from a severe disease has to use the knife and searing iron and feels pain because of the disease and also because he has to use the knife on his own child. So the fact that you think I hate you is actually a sign of my extreme love for you. And if my upsetting you was out of love, then my happiness at your sorrow was even more so.